Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Insight on this chilly, kind of typical December Wednesday evening, wouldn't you say, Neil?
Yep, a little drizzly, and Alan on his way in ran into what might be turning into sleet and or snow. Perfect. Or something a little more frozen than rain.
Yep, it's that time of year. And we welcome into studio Mr. Alan Seifert. Hello, Alan.
How we doing?
Hey, you know what? I think that we met about this same place, the same time, about a year ago, if I'm not...
Yes, we did. Yeah. Same weekends, the first Wednesday of December.
Yep.
We appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk.
Well, I tell you what, Alan is... Do you have an official title with the Racing for Relief? Are you the chairman or are you...
Secretary Treasurer.
You are the Secretary Treasurer, so you're the one that gets stuck with all the work.
We all do, but yeah.
Yeah. So, Alan, I tell you what, we talked last year, and I think this is always worth it. Explain a little bit about what Racing for Relief does.
Our main mission is to help support the local emergency personnel, either financially or if they need something else that we've got that they need to use to help themselves out with a particular function that they're doing. So we're here for whatever. I've been on the fire and EMS for 17 years, so I know a little bit on their backside where you can never have enough people, and unfortunately the funds are always tight.
Yeah. And so when Racing for Relief started, which was in 2014, maybe?
That is correct.
That's good, Jack. You remembered from a whole year ago.
That's right. Hey.
Yeah.
Was it started with the support for the EMS in mind?
Yes. We used to do it underneath the Red Cross. They pretty much left the county where you don't have a lot of presence with them. We sat down one night and said, what can we do to help our locals versus giving the money farther away where their locals need it as well?
Yep.
And Nathan Forkamp, our president, brought up the idea of bringing it to the fire and EMS.
Yep.
And with that being said, he happened to be at a fundraiser here in Fort Recovery just down the street at the bar that they had one, and he was really amazed the support that they got at that particular one. So with Nate bringing that idea up, it took off from there, and we had really good support out of it.
Isn't that neat how one random guy, and it's 80% of the time in this area, it's after they've had a beer or two,
Well, that's when people are chit-chatting.
Yeah. They come up with that idea, and the buddies that are sitting around say, yeah, you know what? I think we could make that work, and it turns into something great.
It does. That brain juice does wonders.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's worth mentioning that it started in 2014, and I'm sure, like anything, it started on a fairly
small scale.
Yeah. Okay. So like, how much did you raise the first couple of years? Do you have any idea?
$2,000.
Yep. And that was divvied up amongst the various fire departments.
Back then, it was actually done underneath the EMS department, which was out of the county, and the fire departments, which were all Mercer County ones. So we did it underneath the Fire Chiefs Association, and they did it underneath the EMS Association out of Salina. And, of course, Red Cross was involved back then as well. So those are the three groups that happened the first 3 years.
So some that started out making $20,000 9 years ago. You had a banquet just about a month ago, I think, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. And you distributed some checks to various places, and I think we should come back right after break and talk about that banquet.
Yep. Be back.
Okay.
A couple minutes.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
In his house in Fort Recovery every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 19th and every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 21st, except for this Saturday when he'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 19th, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 21st. Stop by to see Santa in his house in Crenning Park in downtown Fort Recovery. He would love to see you there.
Alan Seafring from the Racing for Relief group, and Alan, when like we went to break, we had just gotten done kind of touching base on how this all got started 9 years ago, and you were talking about the new banquet that you guys have every year. Why don't you share a bit about that?
We've always get all the fire, EMS, and the local civic groups together to really show them our appreciation. We want to be able to hand them their donations in person, shake their hand, really appreciate them. So at the banquet, we have a good dinner that we feed everybody. We go across everything we did this year, and then we hand out the donations to each department. And the nice part is when they come up and accept that, they tell you what their intent of using all that for, what they used in the past, this year, and why they need the funds for the future.
Yeah. So how many different departments, you know, fire departments, EMS, so how many different departments were at this banquet last month?
24 of them, I believe it was.
No kidding. And if this would have been 9 years ago, each of them would have gotten $1,000 check because that's how much you passed out. But what did you pass out this year?
$250,000.
Hello?
$225,000.
No kidding.
That's incredible.
That is.
So that's, but it's the work of, you know, all of our sponsors, all of our volunteer, all our great sponsors, our volunteers throughout the whole year, the fire and EMS, you know, we ask them to help out, and they're very obliged to do that because they know they get in return.
Yeah.
But they're also going out during the week, going to the firehouse, training, upkeep of equipment, running fire runs at 2 in the morning.
Yep.
So, you know, we feel sort of bad asking them to help out in that manner, but we haven't been questioned or put against the wall saying we don't want to do this no more simply because you just don't have the time. So it comes back to them when they're selling chicken tickets or having breakfasts or something. You know what? We need to get in line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and that's something I see a lot around here. And I'm sure it is in other communities. Whenever our fire department's doing their omelet breakfast or their chicken dinners or anything that they're doing, people are there like crazy. I think I understood somebody to say that when they did their omelet breakfast a couple months ago, they ran out of milk and a couple of other things, maybe sausage or something. Just, you know, had 1,000 and I think maybe 1,100 or 1,200 people come through.
And that's in a short amount of time. So they do a great job doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And people just, they not only love the food, they know that I didn't hear how much money they made. It's free will donation. But, you know, I know they made a good amount of money, and the goodwill that they put out and get back is worth everything.
Yes, it is.
Because we know that those guys really, they train hard, they work hard, they do their job, they really know what's going on when it's time to go.
The funny thing about that job is, though, you don't have set hours.
No.
Yep.
No.
It's all the time.
Yeah, you can go weeks without doing anything and have 3 calls in the same day.
Yep.
Yeah, and I live right by the fire hall. I see when their cards are there, and there's something going on a lot. Even when there isn't an actual emergency, they have a lot of stuff. There's a lot of training going on.
Well, the more active they stay, though, yep, the easier it is to perform when you have an emergency.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's instinct instead of trying to remember what you're supposed to do. So, yeah, all of those things are just really good.
So you distributed these checks to these 24 different organizations, and I noticed that the checks were all slightly different amounts. Okay, is that done by size of the area? Is that done by specific requests for a purchase that they want to make, or how is that decided?
Generally, it all starts. We have a bowling fundraiser, and we have raffle tickets we're selling presently. Depending on who wants to participate in bowling and who wants to help sell tickets. Now, we know everybody has tickets on their own, too, so it's tough.
Yeah.
But all these wonderful departments, they step up, and they do what they're asked and more. So with that being said, who participates in the bowling, who participates in our go-kart racing, comes out and volunteers their time, set up, tear down, or during the race itself. We also have a golf fundraiser. So again, who participates in that, who helps get some door prizes and stuff like that, because it makes it fun for everybody. But the biggest one is the most time is the 50-50 at Eldora Speedway.
Yeah. And that's almost every weekend in the summer, right?
There's 23 nights, so whatever that equals out to. Yeah. They got a couple months that are down a little bit more. But then all of a sudden you get 4 or 5 nights in a row. So
yeah. Yeah. And are you guys always, someone from the Racing for Relief, always in charge that night? Or other, let's say the Fort Recovery Fire Department helping you out. Are they in charge as far as the organization making sure everything's going the right way?
When it comes to that part of it, at the beginning of the season, which starts in February, once all the dates are set out there, they can volunteer out there, and it don't matter which group we're asking or helping, they can volunteer as much as they want or as least amount as they want. But most of them do it a minimum of twice. There's other ones that do it 6, 7, 8 times.
Okay.
And then they also say, if you run short, let us know. We'll help you out.
Yep.
So they get to choose what nights they want. Generally, it's the same ones for the most part year after year, which is easier on us. So we got a certain amount of people we need at certain races, so they sign up for that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't keep a time clock on them, but we know that they're there generally 4 hours per person. smaller races, you ask for 4 people. Bigger races, you ask for 6. So on an average night, you might as well say you're going to get about 24 hours per department.
Yeah. So, so how much these departments get depends to a certain extent on how much they volunteered these various things during the
and help to how much they help raise money.
Yeah, some of them don't want anything to do with bowling because they don't like it. And the next one says, I'll do anything you want for golf. And, you know, we only got 5 go-kart races, so it's a little harder to pick and choose, and you can't get everybody involved in that.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, it all depends on how much time they have invested in mm-hmm. helping that year.
So do you have to track all that?
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass, probably.
Well, it ain't too bad once you got a thing started, but, you know, to average, I'm thinking it was like 2,300, 2,600 hours documented of selling time at Eldora.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time, but...
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
When you're selling 2 million some tickets, it goes pretty quick.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the truth.
That's crazy.
So this banquet is put on by you guys, right?
Yes.
And so about how many people get invited to it?
Generally, it starts out with about 300, 350. Again, it depends on how many of them people can make it that night.
Yeah.
You keep the same weekend all the time, they can plan around year-round on it. But normally, you get about 223 to 230.
That's a pretty good turnout. Yeah.
So it's a nice crowd.
Yeah. And it is an effort by the Racing for Relief guys to have a specific evening where you recognize the local fire departments and the EMS.
We recognize, especially it comes back, our sponsors don't get enough recognition out in public. Yeah. Without these great businesses in the county and out of the county, you know, a lot of groups would struggle.
Yeah.
So it starts with all those, and then they're volunteering, and then, of course, the individual groups all get recognized as well.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, okay? And let's go to break, and then that'll give Alan a chance to think about
your gotcha question.
Yeah,
because we don't usually do gotcha questions.
That's right. Yeah. So
we'll take this break a couple minutes early, and that'll work just fine.
That's good.
Yep.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
It's time for year-end savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited time offer. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas list, and Miracle Lanes has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Miracle Lanes gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Miracle Lanes. Bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Miracle Lanes. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Miracle Lanes and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Miracle Lanes gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them. The Sound of Music is being presented by the Jay County Civic Theater at Arts Place at 7 p.m. on Thursday through Saturday, December 5th through the 7th, and the following Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th, plus a Sunday afternoon matinee on December 15th at 2 p.m.
The cast includes local adults and students, including Fort Recovery band director Reed Knuth. Advanced sale tickets are $10 for children and $12 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Don't miss the Jay County Civic Theater's production of The Sound of Music with 7 p.m. shows on December 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 13th and 14th, with a Sunday 2 o'clock matinee on the 15th. Tickets available at Arts Place or call them at 260-726-4809.
We're back inside talking to Alan Seyfried from the Racing for Relief group. And we were going to break, we were talking about how every organization, the way it seems, is so dependent on their business sponsors.
That's correct.
Know? And you talked about the Racing for Relief being much the same way, and especially when it comes to your go-kart races.
It is.
So I really think it makes sense to mention those businesses that make those go-kart races possible.
Yeah, we start out with a series sponsor. That's the level that they donate toward, and they get their names over everything. And then you have our next sponsor, which is our series sponsor, Prairie Star Farms. And then we have a race sponsor for each race, which would include Busher Refrigeration, Cooper Farms, Ron Service LLC, Leggers Insurance, and Layfeld Plumbing and Heating. Now, when we go to the race, those are race sponsors, but we also get some funds from the local festival to put an entertainment on. Mm-hmm. So we're getting a little bit of money in that manner as well. And then we also got some lower level sponsors as well, but we also got to watch because we have to carry a certain dollar amount in liability insurance.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we know
that's
that's not cheap, but you have to have it to be able to run those places.
Absolutely. Yep.
So with those races, about how many go-karts do they generally have that race in those?
3 years ago, we started a third class. Before that, we started the second class. So we always used to run one class, and it was all four drivers to a clone class. Cost you $750 for five races. And then we started that second class, which was a kids class. So we're using that as a stepping stone to where you only paying $150 for five races. But by using that, that gets them where they get a little bit of knowledge out of it. How do you set up a cart? They don't have to buy the cart. It's our cart. The Racing for Relief trustees and their parents upkeep it, change oil. If they run into something, bust a rod off. You know, we eat the money for fixing parts, but they're learning what that part's for and how much those parts are, why they're helping fix stuff up. And then we started a Predator class, where it got us a few more carts because it's a one-person driver, but it's only half the amount of laps as what a clone is. So the clone big race, the A-Main, is a 64-lap A feature, but it's divided out into four drivers. The Predator is a 32-lap A-Main and is done with one driver. And then the minor classes, we generally try to hit about 10 laps on a heat race and a 24-lap A-Main. But we got to remember, when we're saying minors, they're 10 to 14 years old.
Yeah.
So they got to fit in the cart decent. They got to be able to drive smart. They may not win, but they're learning.
Yeah.
And it's been very, very productive doing that. And again, it's a stepping stone to go from the minors up to the adult class.
Yeah. So is it something that you can foresee, the trend is that it is growing a bit?
It's grew the last 2-3 years. They used to have a lot more when they ran these out in Indiana.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when you're getting a little more age to you, it's harder to jump in and out of the cart.
Yeah.
That's the reason we did the one-person driver, so we can keep them people around. They want to participate. They want to help raise money without hurting themselves.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They can take their time getting in and getting out, where the clone class, you want to jump in and out as fast as you can, and hopefully the cart don't quit rolling to get through there the fastest.
So, okay, so I'm picturing, okay, so there's two drivers in the car, in the cart.
There's four on a team and a clone, but there's only one in each cart at a time.
Okay.
So each one drives 16 laps.
Drives 16, and then as he pulls into the pit area, he jumps out, the other one jumps in, and you hope you can do that before the car even stops.
Yes. That's all under green flag racing. So it's a relay race, but it's a go-kart race.
Wow.
That's cool, ain't it?
Yes. It kind of is.
You've got some people out there that do it very quick, and there's others that are not as quick.
I'll be that.
And, yeah. And size might, I mean, it is easy to see how agility and bulk can either help or harm to a certain extent.
Almost certainly. Yep.
Yeah. Generally speaking, are the carts almost always kind of governed to where the actual race is fairly steady, and then it's the change of drivers that's
the biggest part right there. In the clone class, it's their cart, it's their motor. It must remain stock appearing. In the Predator class, they buy the motor, but it stays in our possession, so they can't do nothing with it during the week. They get to the race the day of, they put the motor on, they put the clutch on, away they go. And the miners are the same way. We own everything in those. We just supply the carts to them so that the kids get to learn, but their biggest thing is they just want to drive.
Yeah.
Well, they got to learn what some of the parts are, why it's there, and why you just don't haul the mail into the corner and lose a tire.
Yeah.
Because then they got to come back and spend a half hour fixing it, and they don't want to do that.
Yep. Yep.
That is understandable. So, we touched on the go-kart races, and you mentioned the bowling tournament that you use as a fundraiser.
We have a fundraiser. We used to have it at Miracle Lanes here in Fort Recovery for the first 7 years.
Yeah.
This is going on my 17th, 18th year of having it up. And we end up having to go to Coldwater, play more lanes, because we could double the amount of people bowling at a time. We used to do it where we had five or six shifts, and you're only getting 40 teams.
Yeah.
Well, now we can do 16 at a time, and we can do multiple shifts, and it works out better.
Yeah. Yep. And they're friendly over there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I know that those guys, Rick and Liney, like to help places like this and events like this and help you guys out. And I'm sure they're extremely accommodating.
They are.
Like Miracle Lanes always was.
We show up. It's just one of those where, do what you need to do. If you got a problem, let us know.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they also turn around and they sponsor one of our minor go-karts, too. So it's they bend over backwards. Yeah. They're great people to work with.
Yep.
So when is the bowling tournament?
That's coming up January 18th, which is a Saturday at 7:30. And then the following week, the 24th, which is a Friday at 7:30. And Saturday the 25th at 7:30.
Oh, so you have like three different shifts
bowled. First year that we're doing teams. Two weekends, though. Otherwise, we did two nights in a row, and we were done.
Yeah. So, that must say that there's a lot of interest in teams if you're adding a third night, then.
We've got 168 people signed up ready.
No kidding.
Wow.
And a lot of those want to start signing up in October. I was like, no, we've got to wait a little longer than that.
So, and that's been going on for...
We started that back in 04 at Miracle Lanes.
Yep.
And they did it for like 7 years there, and then mostly we just outgrew them.
Yeah.
But the first year we did that was strictly raising money for electronic equipment, computers. We have a portable pylon, so it tells you the placement of the go-karts, and we raised money for that first year, and then from there it just seemed to take off like an airplane.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Do you have spots still open for the bowling?
We do. The Saturday the 25th, there's only two spots left. The Saturday the 18th, there might be five left. And then Friday the 24th, there's probably... Gotta do my math backwards. 9, 10.
Yeah. Yep. So how would somebody, if somebody wants to have a team in it or wants to be in it, and I don't, would, if there's like an individual, could you find them a team, or is it all they need to sign up as teams?
We prefer the team, but if there's an individual who wants to show up and he can't find where he's only got three people, we'll do a three-person team. We'll prorate it as long as they're willing to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're willing to accommodate.
So how do they get in contact with
you? As soon as they get the... entry form on the website.
Okay.
Tomorrow Technology Today does all our website stuff. That's got to be emailed over to them. It'll be printable off there. Or they can email us at racing4relief@gmail.com. And we can most certainly email them a direct entry form. All the fire departments will have them. All the EMS departments will have them. A lot of our volunteers will have them. And all our go-kart teams will eventually have them.
Good.
Just a lot of traveling to get stuff delivered.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll come back to talk about a couple of the other fundraisers that you had mentioned. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Public is invited to the first annual Christmas in the Fort Parade of Homes this Sunday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. The homes are all beautifully decorated, and they can't wait to show them off to the public. You can go to the four homes in any order you want, and they're all in or near town. The tour includes the homes of Tom and Tess Kalp at 109 North Main Street, Carol Judy at 218 South Wayne Street, Brent and Kim Niekamp at 112 East Wiggs Street, and Steve and Nikki Stone just south of town at 1741 Union City Road. There will be free will donations at each home, with proceeds going to the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala. Call your friends and family and join in the fun. Tour four of the finest the Fort has to offer. See you there.
Insight. We're talking to Alan Seifring from Racing for Relief. Before I get into that, Neil, I'm looking forward to that Parade of Homes, that Christmas in the Fort thing.
Yep.
I just heard that that promo, and yep. Boy, I hope that goes over well. I can see that being one of those things that grows every year.
Yeah, we have four houses on it this year, and you guys do. I'd have nothing to do with it. But I think there's going to be more each year, and because a lot of people really do some. Well, a lot of outside lights, but people do a lot of inside things.
Yeah.
And I think there were several people that had been approached but either didn't have time or weren't going to be around. But if they know it's going to be a regular thing, they can probably rearrange their schedules in the future to not be in Florida or to, whatever it may be.
My timing of setting that up, I probably set it up too early, and didn't give people enough time after Thanksgiving to get things ready.
Well, and there isn't enough time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. It's a whole week less, so it's crazy. So,
does the promo mention the four places?
Yes, and the addresses, but it wouldn't hurt for them.
Okay.
Just go ahead and...
Well, I'm not sure on the addresses, but everybody knows everybody around here.
And look on your on Jack's Facebook page, because it's on there, and it's on several different places. But
so, Steve and Nikki Stone.
Yep.
They do a fabulous job. Brent and Kim Niekamp, they're on Wig Street. They're both creative, and Brent's just goofy enough to have it looking cool.
Or maybe he just stays out of Kim's way or just does what she says to do. Climb up there and do this.
That's right. And then Tom and Tess Kalp,
yep.
The former owners of the Forget Me Not, and you know how creative those two are.
Yep.
And then Carol Judy with
Morelia's house.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a neat place anyways.
Yes, it is.
And again, this is all for a free will donation from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock this coming Sunday. So we're hoping that it's a fantastic turnout, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm sure it'll go very well. And I think there'll be people that we'll forget about it this year and go, oh, I'm sorry I missed it or didn't hear about it. But if it's even a partial success, I think we're going to keep getting more and more people going and more houses involved. So,
The second thing to bring up is up at the Fort Recovery Library, we have the Festival of Trees.
Oh, yeah.
This week is the setup. Mm-hmm. So everybody's up there working their tails off. I think they have between 20 and 25 trees. Mm-hmm.
That is always so neat.
The Christmas Gala has one.
Yeah.
This year. It looks pretty cool. Gotta thank my daughters and Sammy Kanapke for that. So stop up at the library starting, I think, next week and check them out. And I think they ask you to vote for which one you like the most.
Yep.
So, all right.
Now, back to what we came here for.
Mr. Alan Seifring, we're talking about the Racing for Relief. So we talked about your various fundraisers and we talked about the go-kart races. We talked about the bowling that's coming up in January. And you also do a golf outing in the spring, late spring?
First week or first Saturday of October. So it's like October 4th, October 5th. That's our downtime.
That's your downtime.
Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect time for a golf outing because the weather hasn't changed. It tends to be dry, so and it's not going to be 95 degrees. So,
but it don't help my golf anyway.
That's true. That's true. So, where is that done, and how is that held?
It's held at the Mercer County Elks. Usually a 1 o'clock start shotgun. They usually have one in the morning, but Kirby's very nice to be able to get benefit from this.
Yeah,
he's very accommodating. Normally, I don't remember the entry fee right offhand what it was last year, but you play 18 holes. Yep. Door prizes, chances of winning different prizes if you want to participate in it or not.
Yep.
Normally, there's about 18, 17 teams.
Awesome.
But they go, a lot of them are fire departments.
Yep.
And you generally get a good handful of volunteers that grab a team. Just,
yeah,
they want to golf anyway, and it just gives them another reason to go out there.
Yep. Hang around with buddies and do stuff.
So, and then, of course, your biggie is the 50-50. And you talked about that earlier. So, at 23 different race nights, your group is in charge of lining up the help to sell 50-50 tickets, correct?
That is correct.
And these are now digitally done, correct?
Yes. Well, it's on the computer, so
yeah.
It's...
Yeah.
Normally, you know, when they go from year to year, it's a lot easier because they can participate in how much they want, or the least amount they want. But we're not pushing them, we're just giving them an opportunity.
Yeah. And then, so each of these 23 nights, you need 12 to 24 people selling tickets?
Every night's different, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, you go to your bigger races, you'll go through 36 of them from noon to quitting at 10 at night.
Yeah. Yeah. So you start from noon to 10 or so?
All the Saturdays, we generally start at noon except Family Fun Night, yeah, which are the bigger races. This past year, they changed the gate opening time from noon to 2 o'clock. So we pushed all our stuff back 2 hours, and which saved us some selling time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that manner as well.
Yeah.
But you also got to remember that we do use electronic devices and not the hand-rolled tickets anymore.
Yeah, which has to save on time, and I would think it saves from a labor standpoint, just being able to press those buttons and it prints out your tickets and you got them.
Yep, because you don't have to tear that extra half and put it in the barrel.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So when you were doing the barrel, how big a barrel did you have, and was it ever big enough, or was it big enough all the time?
We haven't ran out of room yet. We used to carry 3 barrels. We got rid of one. The first one we made was just out of wood, put it together. 2 years ago, we made it out of aluminum, and it's got a motor that's downsized to a 110, but it continually turns. So yeah. It's got a motor where it's always
constantly
mixing.
Rotate.
Yes. And I don't remember offhand how many tickets that hold. I'm thinking it was like 750,000. And you pull it around with a gator.
Yeah. Wow.
That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit. Okay, so if you're a Neil Spencer, okay, and you're way too old to be a firefighter, and you're way too old to be an EMS guy, and Neil, you're damn near too old for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But he wants to volunteer in any way that he can help. Do you take guys like you, me and Neil, and let's say that we both wanted to sell 50-50 tickets.
We don't turn anybody down, except when we are overly full. You know, your fire and EMS get first chances at all those. Mm-hmm. Then we have some civic groups that help us. But once we have those openings from there, there's an email that goes out to all the civic groups and fire departments saying there's more openings if you want to sign up. In between that, we're also going around to get our own volunteers. So, yes, you guys both can sign up as a volunteer from Fort Recovery, but put your time under Fort Recovery Fire Department.
I see.
Or you can put it underneath the St. Henry Squad that covers your area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that money would go straight to them and not just in a big pot.
Yeah. So you don't have to necessarily be be a fireman to help out in this cause.
You got to be able to walk and be age of 18, and from there on,
you can do it.
Way it goes.
You can walk. They have steps. I can't do steps.
Now, the only thing we like to put on there is just tell you you got to sell $4,000 every night. And once you give them $4,000, then you can come back in.
Then you can come back in. So, if like people want to find out as much as they can about Racing for Relief, what's the best way to do that?
Either the email or just contact one of the trustees. If you go to our website, racing4relief.org, and you go on there and see the contacts, all the trustees' names are on there, and all the contact numbers are on there.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have Facebook. We've got Instagram and Twitter.
They have a great Facebook page.
We try to stay active on it, but...
Yeah.
It's hard to do, too.
Everybody's busy. There's a lot of stuff going on.
So the Board of Trustees is about how many guys?
Six. We started with nine. Some of them left the go-karting part of it. So we are looking for other people that's interested in becoming trustees. They don't have to do all that, you know, as long as they help out during the year. We're looking for people.
Who are the six trustees now?
President Nate Fortcamp from Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Vice President Denny Hillsman from St. Henry. Alan Seifring, the Secretary Treasurer from St. Henry. Toby Hillsman, he's an accountant that's on our group. He lives in Kettering, but he's from St. Henry on the weekends. And then Jerry Seifring from Burgessville. So that would take care of our six people.
That's kind of all-stars.
Oh, yeah. You got a bunch of pretty good eggs there. Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
So is there anything that we didn't touch on that we want to make sure that we touch on?
No, you know, we do a lot more than just that yet, which we haven't touched on. You know, when fire departments have family fun nights, we generally try to politely ask if we can show up just to show our face.
Yep.
We work together anyway, so we've been doing Granville Township for 5 or 6 years now. And we're going to work on trying to get over here with Fort Recovery to see if there's any space to be able to get in there. Mm-hmm. We've helped like Fort Recovery Ambassador Park do some of their stuff. The fish fry or the Trader Days over there with Nick. Can't remember his last name now. Nick and Jenny Dews.
Oh, you know, yeah.
We try to help out over there.
Yep.
So there's, if we ain't doing nothing, somebody needs something done, it's a lot better than sitting at home.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody benefits from it then.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't hurt a bit to get your name and face out there that you're involved.
Yep.
And not just, I guess it wouldn't be a just, but not just going and handing out money. You're actually involved.
Yes.
And although the money's nice.
It is. But we've been invited this last year. We went to Cridersville and we did a raise, first year ever. Fabulous showing. You know, the crowd's not huge up there, but to get your name and businesses out in another location, it's priceless.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then here in December, we're going to be going up to the Allen County Memorial Coliseum with some of our computer stuff, and they have go-kart racing up there with 600-700 go-karts up there.
Wow.
Maybe more. It's 2 days. They start at 9 a.m., and they get done at 11 p.m. And it's continuous.
And you guys, and they're using
our
equipment.
Yes, some of it.
So if I was a dad or a grandpa of a 8 to 10 year old boy that I wanted to get into the go-kart thing, okay, and I know nothing about go-karts, who would you recommend I call?
Either Nathan Fortcamp, Mike Osterholt, or myself. And we would rather sit down with them and be able to go across some of the stuff. And they feel more at home versus sitting behind the other side of the phone. You don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's more meaningful.
Sure.
We're more than willing to sit down with anybody. We're trying to go different groups, especially your ones in the schools. Mm-hmm. If they have certain classes that are more on engines or something,
yeah,
we try to hit them up saying, hey, can we come and talk to these people? We tried getting something in TriStar, and we thought we had something going there, and that unfortunately did not make it.
Yeah. Yeah. So before we leave, I would like for you to share with the people, because I think this is amazing. In the 9 years that the Racing for Relief has been gone, tell the folks how much money you guys have raised.
To this, counting this last past year, we were able to donate $1,182,300.
Is that unfreaking believable?
Yeah, and well over half of that is in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
That's just since you guys have been coming on, averaging about $250,000 a year. So 700 plus of that is just in the last 3 years. So that's, you know, with the people helping you out at the Eldora 50-50, you know, that's, can you tell us real quick how you got involved with that? I mean, you didn't just say, hey, can we help you with their 50-50?
No, we actually applied to get in line with it. Uh-huh. And we had to wait about a year and a half. And in 2015, they had the biggest race of the year out there, the World 100. And the group that was doing it was unable to bring a lot of people. And that manager at that time said, you know, hey, you guys know you want to come in. Will you come and help us this particular date? So they gave us 24 hours to grab up a handful of people. Oh, we showed up with 40 people in 24 hours. And away it went. And after that first Friday, you know, we got Saturday. And then you got the next one.
Yeah.
And then we rode off in the sunset and still sitting above them.
Isn't that incredible?
But again, it's still great volunteers what does it. That's what drives it.
Yeah, and people that care.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes opportunity knocks, and you just got to be there to open the door, you know. And that's,
but you got
to
be ready for it.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to be ready for it. It's just a matter of when.
Well,
and,
you know,
and sometimes you get 24 hours notice.
That's and, right.
You know, this is not free money. You know, this isn't them donating that to you. This is a lot of people that put time in to make this happen. You know?
There's 2,000 some hours every year.
Yeah,
that's put toward that.
Yeah. So, Alan, I tell you what, it's always enlightening whenever you pop in. Tell you Nathan and the boys that the group at Fort Recovery Radio says hi, and we wish you get. One, first of all, thank you for what you've done. You've enabled everybody to be safer, whether it's because their EMS is stocked or their fire department is equipped, and we just cannot thank you guys enough for it.
Well, we appreciate being able to come out and talk to people like this. Unfortunately, there's just so many people out there yet that don't know that you exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many times you got to go to different groups just to try to keep getting that so they do know, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, what you guys actually do with the go-kart races is entertaining. It's a good product that you do. And I think most people think like I did the first year you came in here, that you have $10,000-$20,000 to give away and you do nice stuff with it. And turns out it's more than 10 times that. when that first year when you said 200 and whatever it was, $1,000, about knocked my socks off. I couldn't. How do you get that from racing go-karts?
There's
more to it. But you know, it's awesome. Besides what you do with the money from the Eldora stuff, you guys put on a good show and do really good things just with your racing.
Well, we feel that it's helping everybody because when you're on to try to get on a fire department or EMS, you're just like, well, do I have the right equipment, or do I really have the equipment that I think somebody might need?
Yeah.
If you can help with that, get them over the edge.
Yeah.
No one's going to turn down somebody who wants to get on a fire in EMS as long as they can get their certification.
Yep.
Yeah. Because the doors ain't getting knocked over, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
That's the truth.
Yep.
So I'll tell you what, Neil, let's take a little break and have Rocker come on.
I think he's going to sing Christmas carols this time.
All right.
What you got for us, Rocker?
Top 10 famous Neils.
The top 10 famous Neils.
Well, I hope they're all spelled with N-E-A-L and not no I's, because that's the only way to spell it.
So, Al, thanks for coming and say hi to you, Nathan, and all boys for us.
We greatly appreciate you coming out, and you guys have a good time in next week's event. And,
oh, yeah.
Have a good Christmas.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
Back in just a minute with Rocker.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, this is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians begin their MAC schedule as they head over to St. Henry. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game, and the video will be available on Huddle. Then on Saturday, it will be a girls-boys doubleheader with Jay County. The girls will host the Lady Patriots with the varsity-only game starting at noon. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the game, and their audio will also be on the NFHS video, and the Huddle video will also be available for the game. Then the boys will begin their season traveling over to Portland on Saturday night to take on the Patriots, with the JV game starting at 6. We'll simulcast WPGW for both the JV and varsity games. The Huddle video will be available for those games. Get out to the games to help support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Hey, Rocker.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Where were you last week?
Community club.
I missed you.
God bless you for that, by the way.
Actually, I don't think we had a show last week.
No, we didn't.
Well, then.
So I didn't miss you as much as I thought I did.
We did miss you.
Yeah, we had.
But we weren't here either.
So,
before I start my little gimmick,
yeah,
I want to do a little quick plug.
Yes, plugs are good.
Fort Recovery Community Club will have their annual fish fry January 11th.
Fantastic.
At the Sportsman's Club.
Nice.
January 11th. From what time, what time?
Usually 4:30. Usually yep. About when it starts.
Yep, 4:30 to 7 or 7:30 or something. I'm yep. Not sure, but. Yep.
And how much are tickets?
I think it's like $10.
Probably. I'm not sure. 12. I don't know. It's always good. It's more all you can eat. It's well worth it. So.
And what are they serving?
Fish.
Spam.
Okay.
Fried
fish.
Spam.
Want something crazy? A little fish.
shrimp covered squirrel.
Chocolate covered squirrel.
I think we usually have shrimp, don't we?
I think so.
And
French fries.
Yeah, they have French fries.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw, beans.
85 pounds of coleslaw.
85 pounds of coleslaw. Perfect.
I can't eat the first pound.
Really?
You don't have to eat a whole pound. Just eat 8 or 6 ounces.
So you have a top 10 list.
Top 10 famous meals.
Famous is one of them down.
What's that?
Is one of them down?
Down?
Yeah. Kneel down.
Kneel down?
I don't know. I got nothing. Number 10.
That's what you do when you pray, Rocker.
Okay, I have to think if I know 10 famous kneels.
Well, we'll find out here.
Okay.
Number 10. Pete probably knows this one. Vince Neil.
Heard of him.
Poison?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who?
Poison.
Yeah. Poison, what's that?
The group.
It's a heavy metal rock group.
He was the main guy. He's actually with.
Something like Barry Manilow?
Not quite.
Almost identical to Barry Manilow.
Now, this number 9 is a throw-in. I'll admit this.
Okay. So, number 1, number 10, I never heard of. Okay, number 9.
Neil Tennant.
Sounds familiar.
Okay, number 9, I never heard. Neil.
Once again, I freely admit that one was a throw in.
The guy lives over in Dunkirk. It's his cousin's next door neighbor in Dunkirk.
Number 8, you have heard of.
Tell us who Neil Tennant is.
Like I said, it's a throw in. So,
but it's not really a person?
It is a real person.
Well, who is he?
I don't remember. I wrote this like 3 months ago.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
Number 8, Tip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill.
Had Neil in it.
Yeah. Cornelius McGillicuddy.
Kazoo type.
Or Cornelius McGillicuddy. Okay. Do you know who Cornelius McGillicuddy really was known better as?
Lucille Ball.
No, Connie Mack.
Oh.
Cornelius McGillicuddy.
Make that.
Yep, Connie Mack.
Number 7. Neil Sedaka. That's more along your...
Yeah, there you go.
That's more along your ballpark.
I love my calendar girl.
Oh, sweet calendar girl.
And we lost 5 listeners.
Drop it.
Number 6, somebody, Neil...
Don't go breaking my heart.
Close to Neil's love of his life. Neil Peart of Rush.
Okay.
Nothing.
My Neil who? Love of my life.
Okay. I threw that one in.
Neil who?
Peart.
He's a drummer.
Have you ever heard of him?
I have.
Neil what?
This is going
to be. You should change this to 10 Neils you've never heard of.
Neil Francis Tennant, Pet Shop Boys.
Well,
that was a band in the 70s or 80s.
Of what? The Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah.
Easy there, Scooter. You about dropped the F-bomb. It was a little bit, you're about 1 week early on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Number 5, Neil Simon.
Neil Simon, okay, I've heard of him.
There you go. See, two Neils you know.
Yep.
He's a playwright.
There we go.
Yep.
Okay. Number 4, everybody knows this one.
Neil Armstrong.
The moon, very good, Neil.
Well, you said everybody knows this one, so yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, Neil Diamond's coming up.
So somebody rushed a bit there.
So
we're well known for that.
You just mentioned
Neil Armstrong.
Okay.
Stay with me, Jack. Number 3, Neil Young.
Neil Young.
Yep.
See?
Yep.
Number 2,
Tatum O'Neill.
Not quite.
Ryan O'Neill.
Neil Spencer.
Neil Spencer.
I'm only number 2.
Hey, at least in the ballpark. Number 1.
Yes.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Now, how disappointing would you have been if it had been a different Neil?
Now, what about Neil deGrasse Tyson? One of the most famous scientists living today.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have gotten that same response that we got from Mr. Tennant.
I don't think so. I think lots of people know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is.
Neil deGrasse.
Who we got on Sports Talk?
Us.
Oh, there we go. What do you think, Jack? Are we ready for next Wednesday?
We are ready. We have the Festival of Trees where we have a tree up there. That's a Christmas gala tree. People are dropping off ornaments.
I got an ornament.
And so it's awesome.
It's not a picture of Bill on it, is it?
There might be a picture of Bill on it. There's Sunday is the Christmas in the Fort Parade of Homes.
Yep.
So that's coming up on Sunday from 5 to 8.
Awesome.
1 week from tonight. We have the gala.
Showtime.
Or as Bill say, gala.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Ain't it?
Ain't it.
Who originally sang that?
Andy Williams is the one I know the most.
Yeah, that's the one that probably made it most popular. Yep. What's your favorite Christmas song? Because I don't think Fee has squat to talk about tonight.
I got enough.
How about Oh Holy Night, Nat King Cole version?
Ooh. Nice song. Nice song.
Yep. Neil?
I'm going to say I love the Christmas carols, but as far as just regular Christmas songs, it's always a tie between Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song, and Bing Crosby's White Christmas. They're both incredibly awesome.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, I was looking around the room to see if Nat was here. Nat King Cole was here.
Rocker, you're going to make me cry. That was beautiful.
I went that for a second.
Okay, I'm penciling you in.
Oh no!
For $8.50. Yeah, I'll make it $9.20 to give you an extra shot of Fireball. Be okay.
Well, you know,
$9.20.
I suggest you have him at $5.15.
Oh, that show hasn't started yet, Skippy.
Yeah. Exactly why. That's why we're putting you in there.
Rockers roasted chestnuts.
Chestnuts
are
roasted.
All right. You're in.
I was also supposed to been doing the memory from Cats. That keeps getting bumped each year.
It only takes 15 seconds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's because we start laughing and you never finish it.
Well, there's only one phrase of the...
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all there is.
Well,
the David Letterman version.
Now, you want me to do a top 10 Christmas list, right?
Yes.
Is that what the gimmick is?
Yeah.
Your top 10 favorite Christmas gifts?
I was going to do Christmas songs.
Okay. Christmas songs. So number one and number two are chestnuts roasting on the open fire and White Christmas. So then you only have 8 more to do.
Then the rest of them I can...
Oh, you can do whatever that was, the Nat King Cole song. So he has 2 out of the top 3.
The rest of them I can make up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Was Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah, we got that gimmick.
Yeah.
Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, the first one.
Somebody sings.
That happened at Christmas time.
I was just thinking today, one of the most underrated Christmas songs of all time.
We got
Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
That's a good one.
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's the original?
I think so, yes. Yeah. Back in the 50s. Very sexy.
Who went on to become the first black Catwoman Batman.
Yep. 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 Now, I also like the Christmas Baby Please Come Home that Darlene Love always did on Letterman's show.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's still with us, God bless her.
Yep.
Hey, maybe Jack, give her a call. Maybe she'll come do that for us.
Hey.
There you go.
There you go. See, anything.
Letterman's been off the air for a while, so.
I've got some connections.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I do too.
Maybe we can get Donald Trump to call in.
Yeah.
We do have a special visitor.
Visitor or special caller?
It's a caller kind of guy.
Caller guy.
So, well, stay tuned.
Carrot Top.
Now we know what your idea of special is.
Well,
Carrot Top. Merry Christmas. We have Carrot Top.
Oh, he's got the red hair. I mean, all he needs is the
green teeth.
The red, you know, Santa thing. And
Santa didn't have red hair.
Not all Santas are.
He might have before it turned white.
He may have.
Mr. Freeze or so. Mr.
So, the Snow Miser.
Again, this is an invitation to everybody. Next Wednesday, starting about 7 o'clock, we're usually on pretty close to that. Chuck keeps us.
And a few of us are out by 8:30.
So, looking forward. When Frank Dews brings his homemade whiskey by, I will not get that out quite as early as we usually do.
Yeah, the mayor didn't last very long last year.
The mayor was in trouble.
Well, the first year he brought that salted caramel, it was really good. And I started drinking like it was wine.
Oh, God.
And it didn't take me very long to not be able to talk.
But that's when you're best at the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
So, all right. So stay tuned for Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee have some fantastic guests. And
Nadia Comaneci.
The fantastic guests that he's speaking of are Randy Bonvillain and Jack Stogler.
Wow, there we go.
Yeah. So
the budget's very low.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk. Rocker, say bye.
See you later.